It's being billed as one of the most diplomatically divisive G20 summits in recent memory, with many key issues such as Russia's actions in Ukraine dominating the agenda through Tuesday. There's a concerted effort from global leaders to put pressure on Russia over its military activities there. That is in part being undermined by Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, not being in attendance. He has instead sent his foreign minister Sergei Lavrov to attend these events. But there's a clear directive from the US President Joe Biden, from the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and from European Council members to try to amplify the pressure on Russia to end its military actions in Ukraine. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is himself due to address the G20 summit by video call on Tuesday, further amplifying the concerted effort there towards Russia.